is now being recorded.
Okay. So, Miss McGee, this is Prince John Gethard Eli. Glad to have you with us this morning. If you would, tell us a little bit about how you got into being an entrepreneur and your company, Sweet Blessings.
Well, it started, I believe, back in 2003, when I officially got the business name and license, things like that. Basically, I've always wanted to have my own business. What it was exactly, I didn't know, but I knew it had to deal with food. But I really got into doing baking and pastry type stuff, mainly from my grandmothers, because they do a lot of it. So I would like to try. I like to try the recipes that they did, and just kind of experiment. And I was able to make stuff for people. They would ask me to make stuff, and they would pay me for it. So I figured, hey, why not make a business out of it? So,
I said, right, okay.
So, I started it officially. Marquise, my husband, helped me get like the name registered it's not a business license, some other type of number, my tax ID number and all that stuff, so I could actually go to different places or companies and do work for them. Now, so I did several things for my mom, and who was working at the hospital at the time, and she was able to link me to several other people there at the hospital that like some of the stuff that I made, and was able to do little holiday parties for the volunteer program that's there at the hospital. So I did that for a while. Let's see. But basically, I just love doing baking and pastry. I don't cook. I don't cook regular food all that well. So I don't really get into that unless you like cold pasta. So, but I do like doing the dessert catering type stuff. So, yeah.
Okay, now with that being said, you started your business in 2003. Was that due to some satisfaction that you had? Because you're a professional with extensive experience in public health. Was your the satisfaction there your motivation for starting your own business?
Yeah, because mainly I was in public health, but that was my job. That was, you know, my paycheck. Mainly, but like I said, I've always liked doing the baking type thing, and when I realized that people were willing to pay me to do it, then I was like, I don't mind. But of course, since at the time I couldn't put all my focus and concentration on, you know, doing a full-time business, it was just mainly a side job, a side job while I was doing public health.
Okay. All right, now tell us, how did you come up with the name for your company?
Well, the name, Sweet, of course, because it's desserts, and Blessing, because I just wanted to make sure I remembered that I would have nothing or be able to do anything if it wasn't for God. I'm being blessed, and I would like to think that I'll call it a talent. I hope it's a talent for doing this type of thing. It's just an honor to God and thanking Him for, you know, given me the ability to do it. And I do have a scripture that goes with my business, and it's taste and see that the Lord is good. And I really love that because, I mean, it spoke for the business and it spoke for God himself. So that's, I guess that's my,
That's nice. I like that a lot. Ms. McGee, tell us, what have been some of the challenges you faced in running your business? Because in addition to being a wife and a professional, you're also a mother. Tell us about some of the difficulties you've had or even still have now in running your company.
Well, I am not business minded, as in like all of the technical stuff of making sure that, you know, accounts and are balanced and all that stuff. So that's really difficult for me. Because in my mind, it's I get to bake and people pay me for it. So I'm just happy about that. But I have to realize that since it's a business, I have to make sure that I keep money in the business to continue operating. I can't just spend the money on, what's new that I'd like to try. And I also have to make sure that I keep up with all the money coming in and going out for tax purposes. And I'm just, my mind is not set for that. My mind is for what can I make and what would people like to eat. So that's my struggle right now. It's just making sure that I maintain the checking account, make sure I have savings. My husband takes care of the taxes every year and that stuff. So that's where I have the most difficulty.
Okay. Let's take a step back. You mentioned how your mother helped get you some referrals and how your husband has helped you. What would you say the level of importance is in an entrepreneur having family and friends supporting their business?
Well, for one, I would say it depends on how tight your relationship is with those people. I mean, I wouldn't have just any family members having any parts of dealing with my business just because they're family. Not everybody's going to help you be successful. But as far as my mom is concerned, she really helped me get started and get my name out there because, she deals with a lot of people at the hospital, and from there, I got several orders over the holidays, and like I said, I was able to do a couple of parties for them, she's been really helpful with getting my name out there and my business.
I plan to be a millionaire, multi-millionaire, at least in 3 years. Now, when I tell people that, a lot of folks say they might laugh or they say, "Okay, but you know what? That doesn't matter to me, because I know people who are affluent do the things the average person will not, cannot, or don't know about. So the only thing stopping me from being a millionaire is myself."
All right. So where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
In the next 5 years, I plan to be fully living outside of the United States. I'm not sure which residence. I'm looking at developing some properties outside the U.S. I plan to be fully employed in my own companies as well as my nonprofit project, because the other side of being a millionaire is helping people. I have great love for the human race, and there are a lot of people out here hurting. So one benefit of being a millionaire is being able to bless people financially. So I see my work on two tracks: being a global investor and entrepreneur, being a global philanthropist, but most of all, being a servant in all those realms. I don't believe the nonprofit world and the for-profit world are in conflict. They're just two sides of the same coin. It depends on human need and want for both profit and purpose in living. I plan to bring that marriage to a unified glory.
So let me ask you this, before you leave this earth, what stamp, what mark would you like to have, want people to know about you?
That I recognize the most valuable thing was life. With that life, I love God and I love people, and I took joy in being a servant. The best career someone can have is to be a servant. You want to be there. You know, Michael Jackson says to Paul McCartney, and the girl's nice, he says, "Paul, I'm a lover, not a fighter."
Right.
If you are a lover, you are a fighter. And a fighter has to love. Just look at Rocky. So people remember that I was a great lover, like my Savior. Nothing will please me more.
So what you would like for people to know about you is that you love people. And you serve
people. Well, yes, but realize that loving people is not an emotion. It's not a feeling that you have. It's a commitment to do right by people. You know, I've heard guys in my life, you know, I love her, and I've heard Jesse, and I love him, I love you. Well, loving someone is about being committed.
Took a day for us. You have an order. Tell me, how does it go down?
Well, depends on what it is. If I'm doing, I'll say, like, cookies or something, I prefer to do cookies. If it's a morning order, then I'll do it the evening of the day before, because I prefer the cookies to be as fresh as possible. So if it's a morning delivery, then I'll do them the night before. But if it's a later in the afternoon or evening, then I'll do it the day of, depending on how many cookies or brownies or whatever they need. If it's a cake, then I'll do it the day before. But I try to make sure that everything is as fresh as possible. Depending on how big the order is, then I may have to do it over several days. But otherwise, it's the day of or the day before delivery.
Okay. Looking at you having a passion for pastries, sweets, what kind of education or specialized training have you sought out to either acquire or increase your skills as a pastry chef?
Well, I did a one-year program at Johnson Wales University. It was a garniture degree program, and I only had to do 1 year because since I have a degree already, a bachelor's degree, I only had to focus on the actual kitchen classes. So, and on top of that, I took business and sanitation classes alongside those. So, I've gotten experience in breads, cakes, entremets, which are basically smaller desserts, small size pies, and I mean cakes and stuff like that. Pies, French pastries. I mean, just a little bit of everything. I've been taught from, you know, cookies to making ice cream, or decorating a plate as far as dessert goes, presentation. So in that 1 year, I got a lot of information and did an internship as well. So I continue to try to educate myself. If it's not through formal learning, it's through internet, you know, looking at different tutorial videos on different things, how to make this or that. So I'm constantly trying to school myself, if not in the classroom.
Okay. Do you receive any publications, or are you part of any professional organization that keeps you up to date on developments in the pastry field?
I'm not part of any organizations right now, and that's basically for financial reasons, because a good bit of them, you have an annual fee or whatnot, and I'm not in a place where I can actually pay the fees. So I'm not part of any groups. I do purchase publications, and I have access to the Johnson & Wales Library to look into their different publications.
Okay. Now, a lot of companies, entrepreneurs, say they struggle with advertising and marketing. Tell us a little bit about your advertising and marketing strategy, and if you're utilizing a website or social networking, which has become a very dominant a way of advertising.
Okay. I am using social network. I have a page on Facebook, a Sweet Blessings page on Facebook. I post pictures of different items I've made. I also, word of mouth, of course. I've had a lot of word of mouth. I also give out cards with my information to new customers. Let's see. And a website, I have not gotten into a website yet. Social network is the closest thing that I've gotten to that. And that's mainly because I feel like I do not have enough to go on a website right now. And I'm also working on my, pricing. Details that I have failed to do, and that's to have steady pricing for all of my products. So that's what I'm working on. It takes a while with me watching two kids, but I'm working on it slowly but surely.
You mentioned the two babies. How does being a mom and a wife affected business, because raising children, of course, is very time intensive. What have you done to juggle that and watch your stress levels from getting too high?
Well, I try to get a lot done. My oldest son, before the school year started, was in daycare part-time. So I was able to get a lot done while he was in daycare. And my youngest son, while he's playing around on the floor or sleeping, I'd be able to do stuff while he's doing that. But otherwise, a majority of the things I do when I'm baking or playing around in the kitchen, I usually wait until they go to bed in the evening. And I stay up and do stuff. So,
okay.
Yeah. And to me, it's not all that stressful to stay up late. Sometimes it's really peaceful to me because everybody's in the bed. I have peace and quiet, and it's just me in the kitchen.
Right. I can definitely understand that. Let me mention you're about 8 years into Sweet Blessing. What do you see the company in the next 3 to 5 years? And what's your aspiration and dream for the business looking into the future?
My dream is that Sweet Blessings will no longer be strictly out of the kitchen. I want there to be a place outside of my home where I can do my baking on a regular clock. And I do know that I'm not interested in having a sit-in type of establishment. I would like to do strictly by order basis or catering, that type of thing. I don't want a sit-in cafe. It's just me and the product in my establishment. And I want it to be better known. I want it to be put in the phone book. I want there to be a separate phone number for Sweet Blessing. I want it in the phone book. I want an ad in the phone book. I want to make sure that there is something, there is a business established that lives up to the name, and I can be proud of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. And that leads me to ask you this question. When you started Sweet Blessings, did you do a traditional business plan, or have you done one since you've been in operation?
No, and that's one of my major downfalls is I am working on a business plan now. That was one thing that I was educated on when I went back to school was how to not only develop a business plan, but also how the inner workings of it, of how to purchase stock, how to work with your employees. I mean, there was just so many things that I didn't realize went into what I wanted to do. And that was just my ignorance. You know, I thought, okay, I'm going to school for baking and pastry because that's just what I want to do. But there's so much to it. And Johnson & Wales, I'm not advertising for them, but they did such a great job with letting me know that they don't want just you to learn about baking bread, but to actually be successful and to do it successfully on your own. So I am working on a business plan, working on making sure that when I go to a bank or a possible investor, that when they ask me questions or when they look at my documentation, you know, it looks like I know what I'm doing. And that I'm pretty stable as far as putting money into Sweet Blessings is concerned. And a business plan is something that it does. It takes time. You can't just say, you know, I plan on doing a business and this is what we're going
to
make.
You went to their school of College of Culinary Arts?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?